Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam. Steve, he sounds peachy and ready to go, so you better get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
According to the nursery rhyme, where did Old MacDonald live?
On a farm?
Yes. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire?
Yes. 19 Crimes Wine has collaborated with Martha Stewart and what rapper?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. How many stars are on the Tennessee state flag?
13.
No.
11.
No.
10.
No. In what century was the Broadway theater established?
The 20s.
No.
30s.
The century.
Oh, the 19th century.
No. What yellow flower is nicknamed the Lent Lily?
Sunflower.
No.
Pass.
What Scandinavian country makes the Volvo?
Norway.
No.
Sweden.
Yes. How many studio albums did Soundgarden release?
7, 8, 9.
No, no, no. What unit of weight is equal to about 0.002 pounds?
A gram.
Yes. Finishing strong. You had a score of 5 there, Adam.
All right. Right down the middle.
Yeah. Here comes Steve.
Hello.
He's very excited.
Fired up after this weekend.
I think you're ready to hit 300 wins, but Adam's going to try to prevent that from happening. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
According to the nursery rhyme, where did Old MacDonald live?
On a farm?
Yes. Okay. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
Correct. 19 Crimes Wine has collaborated with Martha Stewart and which rapper?
Snoop Dogg.
Correct. How many stars are on the Tennessee state flag?
1?
No.
2?
No.
3?
Yes.
Yeah,
in what century
that.
Was Broadway theater established?
What century?
Yes.
19th?
No.
18th?
Yes. What yellow flower is nicknamed the Lent Lily?
The Lent Lily. What flower? The daisy?
No.
The daffodil.
Yes. What Scandinavian country makes the Volvo?
I don't know. Scandinavia.
No.
Sweden?
Yes. How many studio albums did Soundgarden release?
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
Yes. What unit of weight is equal to about 0.002 pounds?
A feather.
No.
I don't know. A dowel.
No.
A daisy.
No. What type of animal was used to lure the T-Rex in Jurassic Park?
A T. dog?
No.
A beaver?
No.
A duck?
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
8-5. Sorry, Adam.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. I started off really good, and then it just fell apart at the end.
Were you just singing the Daisy sour cream
a
commercial?
A dollop.
Do a dollop
a daisy.
No. But maybe my brain was thinking that.
Want some sour cream this morning?
Well, would love some sour cream, Danny.
0.002 pounds is not a dollop of Daisy. It is 1 gram.
That seems a lot more logical.
The type of animal used to lure the T-Rex in Jurassic Park was a goat. Congratulations on your victory, Steve. 1 win closer to 300. The Daily Mix Show. We have a pretty slick feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message whenever you please. And every day, it is a treat to check those messages. Some are very interesting.
Somebody wants to talk a little bit about the Savannah Bananas. I feel like that's the talk of the Pacific Northwest, other than all the great Seattle sports. And we have a few people that want to talk about the Seattle sports as well.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message anytime, day or night. Just head to the Odyssey app and look for that microphone icon. Steve Miggs, I'm very curious. What is going on in there after this past weekend?
People want to talk about Seattle sports, which includes the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
But let's start things off with the actual Seattle sports teams.
Good frickin' morning, everyone. Who else is excited to talk to Mitch about Seattle sports? I mean, the Mariners sweeping the Astros.
Yeah, I after that Hawks game, I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun chat with Mitch Levy today at 7:20.
Honestly, I forgot about the Apple Cup altogether.
What happened to that? Oh, wait.
And then the Seahawks. Looking good on every side of the ball this weekend. I mean, granted, it was against Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints, but hey, sometimes you gotta beat up on a garbage team to bring your own team together and get some synergy worked out. And that's exactly what they did. It looked amazing.
And also, sometimes they feel like you play those teams that you should just beat down on, and you play to the level of that team, and
yeah,
then it becomes a way closer game and maybe even lose at the last, you know, I was last year against the Giants, I think it was, but it was so nice to go into halftime and just be like, this game's done.
Felt very good.
Although I did, I remember I was like, you know what, I'm going to be like the cool husband, because sometimes my wife wants to do stuff, I'm like, oh, but I want to watch the game. I'm like, if she wants to do something, I'm down to do whatever, because this game's done.
Look at you.
But then, of course, they're like, just keep watching the game if you want. I'm like, of course, the one game where I know the finish is going to be a win. But don't get me wrong, I still took that opportunity.
So fantastic.
And so you listened to the game.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It was so great. I mean, it was, I just.
How was Rabel's voice by the end of that game?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, that is one of my favorite sounds on the planet is Steve Rabel scream.
It's so great. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
Hey, did any of you make it to the Savannah Bananas games? I went the first night. Highly recommend if you haven't gone. Big Walt was there. That was really cool. Also, Jamie Moyer.
Yep.
My husband took me, and they know how to put on a good show. I am now a fan.
I saw so many people at that game, and you mentioned it earlier, like when we talk about fear of missing out. I was so mad at myself for not even trying. And who knows if I would have got tickets, but I didn't even try. And after this weekend, I'm like, I am not going to miss out next time they come to town.
I mean, how often do they roll through town?
Their season's coming to an end. I don't understand anything about Savannah Bananas baseball, but it seems like, you know, they have a season that's coming to an end. So I'm hoping come next season, they come back to, I got to imagine they're going to come back, because even like the owner of the team, the tuxedo guy, Jesse, he mentioned how like that was the loudest that they've ever had a crowd be for the Savannah Bananas, and he can't wait to come back to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, we will not miss it next time.
I think, that highlight, I did see Jamie Moyer come out. That was awesome.
That was huge.
Now coming to pitch, a former All-Star and Seattle Mariners Hall of Famer.
How cool do you think it was for Jamie Moyer to hear that kind of response again?
Just amazing. I mean, you probably don't think that's ever going to happen to you again.
And he came out looking like he should be like, you know, a manager for a team. He just had that look to him, like just kind of
took
disheveled.
Took the hat off, gave the wave.
It's so cool to see the ageless wonder, Jamie Moyer, 62-year-old Jamie Moyer. Line down into right center, D.R. Meadows, leaping catch. And Jamie
And he just kind of lobbed it in, and the comments were kind of funny. Like, good to see his speed is still there with his pitch.
Cause
I was just like, people are just being savages. Even if he's just going out there to have a good time.
Yeah.
It was great. What were some of the highlights that you saw online?
Oh, well, obviously seeing the stilts people is like, for me, I feel like that's like the quintessential Savannah Bananas thing. So I had friends that were so close, right around where they were going. I also added, my cousin was in the freaking Diamond Club. Like, how does this happen?
I have no idea.
It's not fair.
Did they get
it's
all the free food in the Diamond Club?
Probably.
I forgot about the stilt thing. So I went on YouTube to watch some of the game because I'm like, I just need to see what's going on. Also, the way that they do their broadcast is super fun. It was just a lot of fun to watch. The people on the stilts, they pitch.
That's so insane.
Did you see that?
I can't even imagine.
Did you catch that?
I didn't catch it. I saw a picture. I saw still pictures of it, but I saw them pitching, and I was like, this is crazy.
It was so unnerving to watch someone that's that tall just kind of throw down at the batter. I'm like, this is so weird.
Seeing T-Mobile that packed for the Savannah Bananas, that's like my highlight of just being like, I can't believe that. I mean, I know they say sold out, but when you actually see a sold out crowd, it's like, wow.
And a sea of yellow. Everybody had the merch or hats, or they were in their own kind of banana costumes. I love how the players before the game, they walk through the crowd outside and they like high five kids. Like, everything that the Savannah Bananas are doing is just spot on great.
I'm obsessed, and we will definitely not miss it next time.
And also another highlight, Big Maple was there as well. James Paxton, he showed up on the second game.
Please welcome James Paxton!
And in a roundabout way, it's kind of cool for the fans to get to cheer that guy that they could, you know, you never know when you're going to stop rooting for a player because they get traded or they get released or whatever it may be. So it's kind of a cool moment for fans to be able to cheer on Big Maple again.
Oh, the FOMO is real.
And he struck out a guy in like 23 seconds. It was awesome.
So great.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, that Seahawks excitement is so real after that crushing game yesterday, dominating the Saints 44-13. We are going to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy joins us at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy on to talk about the Seahawks dominating the Saints yesterday, 44-13.
There we go.
There it is.
Let's go, Mitch.
44-13. How is that for you guys? How was the weekend for everybody outside of Cougar fans? How was the weekend?
You know, there was some great redemption that happened yesterday, and I'm very, very focused on that. That being said, Mitch, I am ecstatic that the Cougs put up 24 points at all. So that was a moral victory for me.
Come on, maybe there's some reason why Danny won't let me see Taryn right now. I can't see her.
She's crying. My mascara is running. I'm crying.
I can see the Migsy man with his big Seahawks shirt on. But
it's a
yeah,
t-shirt.
That was not not a great showing by your Cougar team, but everybody else. I mean, think about if you're a Husky fan. Think if you're a Mariners fan. Think if you're a Seahawks fan and the week ahead that we've got in the world of sports when it comes to the, you know, all the teams. What a week we've got. We've got 6 games for the Mariners to finish out the season starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against the Rockies, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Dodgers, unless there's some crazy collapse, which we've seen in Seattle, maybe a little bit too much.
But they've been capable of that. I don't feel that that's the case this time around, but you never know.
You never quite know, but this could be somewhat of a coronation when it comes to the Mariners. They've got a lot sitting in front of them. And then you've got the Seahawks on Thursday night this week, folks. They're going to go to Arizona and face a Cardinals team that's kind of licking its wounds after losing a close game to San Francisco yesterday. They lost their really central part of their team and James Conner, the running back for the season, to a pretty bad-looking injury. And then you've got on Saturday afternoon, don't forget it. I know Taryn will forget it, but don't forget it. 12:30 Pacific time at Husky Stadium, the number one team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes, come calling. So you've got an undefeated Ohio State versus Washington. If you don't think, if we can't get people to listen to Mitch Unfiltered this week, I think we've come to the end, which is okay, by the way, if we've come to the end. But episode 351 was delivered to everybody this morning. It's a real fun one. A lot of talk, a lot of playoffs talk in baseball, Mr. Playoffs, and a lot of Seahawks talk, and some really fun things to. It's fine. It's really nice to have a week like this.
And say, I don't even know where we start with the Seahawks. Is it the special teams? Is it rookie Torrey Horton? Is it the defense? It doesn't matter who's out there. The depth is just insane with this team.
Well, you just mentioned two or three things, and you didn't mention a quarterback. Who a lot of us, my hand is raised, had questions about coming into the season. Why did they do this? Why'd they jettison Geno Smith? Why Sam Darnold? How long will he be here? Is he really any good? Or was it an aberration the season that he had last year? He goes out there and, you know, has a near perfect game. On 14 of 18 for 200 and something yards, a couple of touchdowns. There's this complicated passer rating that the NFL has used for years where no one can figure out exactly the algorithm or the calculus behind it. But in a game or in a season, the perfect, the highest passer rating that you can have is 158.3. Why it's 158.3, please, Taryn, don't ask.
Okay, that was on my notes. Like, ask Mitch about the passer rating, because I was like, I do not understand what this even... This is so stupid.
Well, it's 158.3. Your audience is just going to have to accept that. 158.3 is a perfect score. You cannot have 158.4 in the passer rating. And Sam Darnold had 154.2 or 3. He damn near had a perfect passer rating. So they did everything well, just about everything well. Yesterday, you know, that's the special teams thing. You were talking about the special teams thing. I think, you know, we don't ever talk about it. You know, the three of us, the four of us, the five of us, however many there are of you these days, we could go the whole season and never really talk about special teams.
Right.
It's the thing you ignore. And yet when something like yesterday happens, it changes the whole game, right? I mean, the whole game. If you look at the offensive and defensive stats, I don't even know that the Seahawks had that many more yards.
No.
Than the Saints did, and the game was never close. And it's all because of punt return 95 yards, punt block that leads to a touchdown, 3 long field goals, and they missed their field goals. There was another long kickoff return. So when special teams does rear... I was going to say it's ugly head, but in this case for the Seahawks, it wasn't ugly. It could just change the whole game, and that's exactly what it did. The game was over at halftime because of all the great special teams plays for the Seahawks.
And now you got a short, we're talking about Mitch Levy, host of Mitch Unfiltered. Get it wherever you get your podcast. And now we... Got that bell. And now we have a short week, but I mean, a lot of those guys were injured. I imagine some of those guys, like, it's Witherspoon coming back and also Julian Love. I mean, it's a good time to have a short week because, again, they don't seem that banged up.
Yeah, well, and the team that they're playing is.
Yeah.
But, you know, that short week nobody likes in the NFL. Nobody likes to play Thursday nights. Thursday nights is like taboo. Nobody wants it. And, you know, they had two or three guys out. Charbonnet was out. Julian Love was out. Devin Witherspoon was still out on Sunday. And you never quite know the extent of their injuries because nobody tells you. But whenever there's this short week that follows a Sunday game and they hold people out, you ask yourself the question that you were kind of alluding to, which is, you know, if yesterday was the Super Bowl, it wasn't the Saints game in the middle of the year with a Thursday night Arizona game to follow. If yesterday was the Super Bowl, could those guys have played? Mm. My guess is the answer is probably yes. So then a coach decides, and this is very dangerous. Pete Carroll used to go through this all the time, which is, do we roll the dice? Do we think we can get by the Saints? Because the Saints aren't supposed to be very good. Should we hold these two or three or four guys out, critical guys, because we can get through the Saints game at home without them, and then they come back healthy in a bigger game against Arizona on Thursday night? You can get bitten by that. You can get bitten by that because you hold him out and then the Saints come and beat you and you're going, oh my God, what did we do? We should have played Devin Witherspoon. But I almost get the sense that some of that was going on. And, but yeah, everything, all's good. It's so good that I'm willing to sit through a song if you guys want me to. I'll sit through a song. It depends upon what song we're going to. Danny, what are we getting? What are we getting today?
We're getting some Blind Melon, of course.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Could not be a more exciting day to talk Seattle sports.
You love Blind Melon, admit it.
He's a huge Blind Melon fan. We're going to have more with Mitch Levy after Blind Melon.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is a good day to be a Seattle sports fan, eh, Steve Migs?
Absolutely.
And we have the host of Mitch Unfiltered on. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, Seahawks, Mariners, everything is feeling really good. Everything is falling into place.
And Blind Melon, just for the record, did some recording at London Bridge Studios in Seattle. You guys are shaking your head like you know this.
We do. In fact, our friend Jonathan Plum, he's the guy snapping the fingers on that song.
Really?
He was one of the producers for it.
When you say your guy, Jonathan, but what is that exactly? Is he over for dinner? No, does he watch Seahawks games with you? What do you mean your guy, Jonathan Plum?
We're Facebook friends. We might send each other a happy birthday on Facebook. You know, that kind of a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have his phone number? Do you text?
I do have his phone number, but we do not text. But I would text him.
But you could.
Yes, but I do love that we were spending time learning about Blind Melon through the eyes of Miss Levy while we were listening to Blind Melon. It was super fun.
I was learning about Blind Melon during the Blind Melon song because I actually know that song. I think that everybody knows that song. I just didn't know who Blind Melon was, and so I just kind of did a little search on it, and I've been reading it. It's probably more interesting than what we're talking about this morning, a 44 to 13 victory for the Seahawks. So off to Arizona on Thursday, and we kind of get a better sense maybe on Thursday night of what this team has or doesn't have, but it's a good couple of weeks for the Seahawks, and it's a great week for Seattle sports. It's going to be an awesome week.
This is a stupid question to ask, or just even like a stupid thing.
A Blind Melon question? Or
nothing to do with Blind Melon, but I'm curious of like what your take is on this. I'm watching the game, and then they bring in Jalen Milroe, and I understand that like he's this rookie guy that they hope that is going to have great future for the team. But maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but like when I watch, I'm like, well, everyone knows what they're going to try and do with the guy. And it just feels like it kills like a little bit of, I'm not trying to bitch about something when you have a great win, but I could just live without them just randomly throwing him into the games from time to time.
Well, it's confusing for me. I think it's probably confusing for a lot of people. My guess is we're going to get the answer. I was thinking about this. So he's played in two games, one play each game.
Right.
And they were nondescript plays where he took a snap and he tried to, I guess he ran wide yesterday.
Yep.
He started to go up the middle and then he kind of bounced it out to the, And then he came out of the game never to be seen again. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I think their hope is probably one of these days they're going to be in a close game and he's going to come in the game. And maybe he's going to throw the ball. Maybe he's going to fake like he's running. Was Sam Darnold on the field on the same play? Did he go out to the wide receiver spot? I thought I saw him go out to wide receiver. We'd have to go back and look at that play. But I almost feel like that they're setting something up. Now, you hold me to this. And let's see in the next, like, month whether there's a play where Jalen Milroe comes into the game and it's not just a snap and him running the ball, that he throws it either to a receiver or maybe he even throws it to Sam Darnold, who might be out there on the wide receiver. He takes a step back. You know, some sort of a trick play that might be big in a closer game. Let's just wait and see. But yeah, you're right. I think everybody's kind of wondering what is their intention with him. And the other thing that you got to remember, and this is a little bit nerdy, a little bit Seahawks nerdy, or a little bit football nerdy, maybe too much for a guy like you, Migsy, not too much for Taryn, of course, but, you know, they activate Jalen Milroe. I mean, for one play, he wasn't active in the Steelers game, but he's part of the active roster. And when you do that, you're taking up a spot.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, what's the big deal? Well, there is actually a big deal to all the spots because they're special teams roles and these guys have roles. So when you're choosing Jalen Milroe yesterday to be on the active roster over somebody else who might be able to help you yesterday, which is curious because he's only playing a play. So I'm not sure that anybody really knows what's going on. I just hope that they know what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But I get the sense, as I said before, I get the sense that maybe something's coming. That something's coming with him that's a little bit out of the ordinary. Let's see if we're right. And when it does, you'll think of me. You'll think of me.
It's just funny because they're like, well, let's see what he's got. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, we're done with Sam Darnold because he doesn't need to be out there. We've got a great lead. And then, okay, let's bring in Drew Lock. It's like, man, we're just using all our quarterbacks today.
Right, right. Because, and that was, again, they could have gone with Milroe there when the game was out of hand, which I think is a very good question. But, you know, and Drew Lock, there's no question that if Sam Darnold got hurt,
Drew's the guy.
Tomorrow, Drew's the guy, right? And Drew Lock's not getting a lot of reps in practice. If you bring in Jalen Milroe there just to get the kid some experience, you're really kind of putting Drew Lock on the shelf for a second. And God forbid something happens to Darnold, and now you need Drew Lock to win a game for you or two games for you. Mm-hmm. He needs to play a little bit in those situations. So I think the right decision was actually made there to bring Drew Lock in. And let's let Jalen Milroe, you know, get ready in practices and next year in the preseason. But I sense something's coming. Some sort of trickeration is coming with Jalen Milroe at some point here shortly. I just sense it. Something's coming.
Mitch Levy, thank you so much for jumping on this morning to talk about Seattle sports. It's a very exciting, electric time for the fans.
Go Mariners.
And we've been looking forward to this chat all morning. Thank you, Go Mariners.
Oh, my God. What a letdown then the chat was. If you were looking forward to this. Go Mariners. They can finish things off in the American League West as soon as Wednesday. Wednesday's the earliest time that they can finish out the American League West. I think everybody gets a break today. Then they play Tuesday, Wednesday. They actually play. I mean, wouldn't this be Seattle sports like if they had trouble with a team that's 43-113?
Yes.
They've got they're playing a team that's literally 43 wins, 113 losses.
I had to do
Tuesday,
a double check on that.
Thursday.
That's crazy.
I've seen it all. We've all seen it all. Collapses by Seattle sports teams. But this would add a whole new spin to that if they can't beat the Colorado Rockies on Tuesday. So if they win Tuesday and Wednesday, and Houston loses either Tuesday or Wednesday, the American League West is the West. Is one.
Oh, crazy.
I love it so much. Wow. Say it with me, Steve.
This is our year.
You can follow Mitch on X at Mitch_Seattle. Thank you so much, Mitch, and looking forward to our next chat.
Talk to you next week.
Take care.
the Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat down Steve Migs? And were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet on Friday to get three of the correct answers to the upcoming game? Your record, Steve, 299 wins, 93 losses, and 82 ties so far this year.
Going for 300.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.